Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishpas Haran B'Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're only Bo'abas or Daf Chavov. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph brings a story that Rav Yosef asked Rova Bar Chanon to remove his trees which were on his border. And at the end, Rova Bar Chanon said, I'm not going to move it because Rav said, any tree, any diklo, the toin kava, that grows a kava fruits, you're not allowed to cut it. And the word brings that Rav Chanina said that his son, Shikichas, died because he cut a tree, he chopped a tree too early. This Gemara is also brought down in Bava Kamo Dav Tzadik Aleph. And we mentioned there's something which is brought down here in the Mefarshim very clearly. In the Sefer HaBoine, here on the Ein Yaakov, he brings, that what is the reason it's so important is you cannot cut a tree? So he says, it says in the Pasuk, Ki tatsur al ir l'tashchis es eitzo, do not cut the tree, ki ha'odom eitz asode. Because an odom is like a tree, you compare the odom to the tree. Says Sefer HaBoine, the Pasuk shot, that's what Rashi brings over there, it's a lashon tmiya. Ki odom eitz asode, do you think a human being and a tree are the same? But he says, some darshan it, benichuso, the odom it's eitz asode, and the same way you now let a kill a human being, you now let a kill a tree. And what the Boine says is written in the Rekanti in Pasha Shoiftim, and so brings the Mitzudas Dovi, the Ridvaz, and Mitzvah Tafresh Aleph. And he explains it, because the Pshat is that in the Chakol Esev Esev, that doesn't have a Malach on top that tells it to Gdal, go, grow. And when you ruin the tree, the Esev, in the bottom, you're ruining something Klapei Malo up there in Shemayim. And continues the recounting, brings this pasuk to the boy you mentioned. Ki odom eitz asade. The odom and eitz asade are compared to each other, and therefore you now let a cut a tree the same way you can't kill a person. And continues the recounting, brings the Pirkei de Ablozer that says, Shisha koilim hoilech misoifo oilom vead soifo vein kolim nishmo. There's six voices that go all around the world. And one of them is, B'shah shekorsim is eitz ilon choy sepri. When you cut a tree which bears fruit, so the sound goes all around the world. And then later says Pirkei de Ablozer, when a person dies, so a comparison of a tree to a human being, the koil that comes out in the world is compared. And Chazal and Sefer HaZoyah and Parshas Bolok, the Reish Beis Amud Aleph, they go ahead and bring this pasuk and say, this pasuk is an example where you have the pashup shot and you have the oimik. You have the pashup shot, we're talking here about a tree, but the oimik is we're talking here about people that learn Torah. That even when there's a matzor, and even when there's a tzorah, even if it's something bad happening to Amisrael, the tzaddik has a special schus not to be killed. That's what it means, that's the remez. The loitichos eitzo, don't take away the tree, don't kill the tzaddik. Even when there's a rishus for the mashkis to go and hit, they don't touch the tree. And Chazal tells us there, because the Adam eats a sade. The tree represents an Adam. So therefore, it's a symbolic idea. Do not cut a tree, because that represents the Adam. Just conclude with Divya Mara and Etzach Yisroel Perek Zayin, and many other places, that he mentions that the Adam eats a sade are compared, because the Adam eats exactly the same, just Adam is an opposite than a tree. The tree, the roots are in the bottom, and then it grows up to the top. And its source comes from the ground. And Adam, his shayrish, his roots are on top. That's his neshama, his moyach. And that comes from Shemaim, and he grows down here to the bottom. The Adam is an upside down Elon. And this is what the Ari Gemara is telling us, the big issur of cutting an Elon oisipri, because the Adam ate asode. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.